Well, summertime brings peak activity in the home buying, selling, and building season. Current State takes you now to a unique 20th century house. Usonian is an architectural term attributed to Frank Lloyd Wright, describing some of his affordable family home designs beginning in the 1930s. Usonian homes were typically small, single-story dwellings without a garage or much storage, as thoughtfully designed as Wright's commissions for far wealthier clients. A group of young professionals in Kalamazoo County were among the first to embrace Wright's innovative idea. Sharon Ferraro is co-author of the Michigan History Magazine article, Kalamazoo County's Usonian Communities. WKAR's Peter Wharf speaks with Ferraro about the neighborhoods and about Wright.
The idea of the Usonian home was to have something that was reasonably priced, that was not the high-end expensive houses that Wright designed for some of his large people. They were designed to be in the 40s and 50s when they were being built. They were designed to be built for somewhere around $10,000, which was a middle class, reasonable cost for a home. Wright usually didn't do a very good job of reining in costs, but nonetheless, the idea was that it would be simple homes that everybody could live in, middle class homes, and that they wouldn't be just scaled down versions of the larger, fancier homes. So it wasn't going to be a pseudo-colonial or any other type of standing architectural style. It was going to be something new in and of itself that really made it easy for the family to live in. And there's some debate about what Usonian actually means, and no one has really come to a definite definition of what he meant by that. He never actually wrote it down.
Right.
But supposedly it was his acronym for the United States of North America.
Right.
The USON, but we don't have that for sure.
But we can come to a better understanding of what we're about to talk about, probably if you describe some of the features of these homes for sort of the average person that are also found in some of the famous places, these famous sort of Wright characteristics in the home architecture. Can you talk about some of those?
Absolutely. One of the driving characteristics of Frank Lloyd Wright was that the house needed to fit into the environment. It needed to move in harmony with the environment around it. For example, on many of his homes, whether they're the Usonians or whether they're the very high-end homes, they tend to have very deep eaves, and is because he was building mostly in the north, because that way you get the shade that you need in the summer to keep the house from heating up too much. But in the winter, when the sun is lower in the sky, you get as much light as you can get into the house at that time period. So that was one of the features that he had both in his high-end homes and in his more modest homes. He tended to, like many of the craftsmen from previous years, he tended to approve more of materials that were found locally. And in the case of the Usonian homes, he literally, one of the things he provided along with the plans was a design for the casting of the blocks. And it was very common for the families that had the homes built to actually build them themselves. They would buy the concrete or they'd mix the concrete, and then they would cast the blocks themselves until they had enough to start building. So it was kind of a do-it-yourself kind of plan as well. His idea of not having a basement, did not like to have a basement. He felt it was just a damp place for things to get lost. So he did not like to have basements unless it was necessary. He didn't like porches, so those he didn't have. He didn't especially like garages. He was one of the first people to design a carport. In fact, you could probably even give him credit for designing the idea of a carport where a car would be parked under a roof outdoors, but it would not be an entire four-sided building. So he had some ideas that he built into his larger homes, but he also kind of scaled down to work into the Usonian houses. Built-in storage everywhere down the hallways. It's usually a row of closets down the hallways. That way you don't need an attic and you don't need a basement. Your storage is right there in those closets. The windows that would let light in, he kind of had an odd idea about how much room people needed. He actually, in one house, he designed the bedroom small enough that the only way that the couple could live in it was to have a twin bed for the two of them to share.
A 30-inch wide bed for two people.
Yes, right. For two people. Exactly. Like supposedly they wanted to be mom and dad. They might not end up being mom and dad with a 30-inch wide bed.
Right.
But nonetheless, he had these ideas of how he wanted people to live. He would design the furniture. He wanted to design the entire environment for the family that owned the home. I think he was very much an artist in that sense, is that he wanted to control all the details of it, the furniture, the decorations to a certain degree, the materials on the walls, paint colors, all those things were things that were often specified in his plans. And even the furniture, though, was designed that the family could build it themselves, probably. They could either have someone else do it or they could do it themselves. So, I mean, it wasn't complex furniture. It was just, but it was very simple. So he was a very interesting man. He was a very interesting man.
As an intellectual yourself, Mr. Wright, what do you think of President...
I deny the allegation and I refuse to marry that girl.
What do you think of...
I don't like intellectuals.
You don't like intellectuals? Why not?
Because they're superficial. They're up top. They're from the top down, not from the ground up. I've always flattered myself that what I represented was from the ground up. Mm-hmm. Does that mean anything?
I'm trying to figure it out.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Sharon Ferraro about her article, Kalamazoo County's Usonian Communities, from a recent Michigan History magazine publication co-authored with Pamela O'Connor. Sharon, tell me about the Kalamazoo Cooperative that you refer to in the article and the Upjohn component, you know, those two things that sort of go together in Western Michigan.
It's just after the Second World War, there were a bunch of new scientists that had been hired by Upjohn. Upjohn was growing as a pharmaceutical company by leaps and bounds at that point. And so these were first jobs for a lot of these newly minted scientists that were going to be doing research and working at the Upjohn Company. And they kind of got to know each other and got together, and they thought, we want to have a nice place to live. And they thought it would be nice to have kind of a co-op where they would buy the land in common, and then everybody would have a lot, and they would build houses. And they started out looking for an architect. They looked at several different architects, but Wright was the one that they felt really had their vision the most clearly in mind, what they wanted to do, both something where they could get their own sweat equity as part of it. You know, they could do some of the work themselves, or that he understood the idea of them living close to each other, but also having community facilities. Like, originally the idea was to have a pool, definitely green space, a little clubhouse, that kind of thing would go with the communities. And once they got to the point where they hired Wright and they wanted him to actually design the houses, and he designed, the houses are all different. They weren't cookie cutter houses. Each one was designed for its specific environment. They realized that there was actually kind of a rift between in the organization, very, very amiable, but nonetheless a rift, that some people wanted to live further out in the country and some people wanted to live closer to the city. And so they parted ways, but they kept Wright as their architect for both groups. And one group built their houses near the town of Galesburg, a little bit south of Galesburg in Charleston Township, and that's called the Acres, and it's still there with its four Wright houses and one Wright student-designed house. And then the other group built, at that point, what was the very edge of the city of Kalamazoo, and now it's been incorporated into the city in an area that's called Parkwind Village. And so all the lots were designed, all the houses were designed specifically for the lots that they were going on. That for a while they tried to recruit more people because each subdivision had approximately 20 lots in it, a little more or less, and they had only filled four or five in each subdivision.
Sharon, I was also fascinated to read from an advertisement attempting to recruit additional members for the Parkwind Village Association and the Acres. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to read that right now.
Sure.
The ad read, "The Parkwind Village Association and the Acres are the realization of one common dream, the opportunity to work out by an individual family its aims and ideals in a new home, one that is well-designed, comfortable, and homey, and not necessarily expensive, located in an area that is spacious for maximum privacy, yet among congenial neighbors with similar ideals who join together when the need arises to work out economically plans and developments to get the most in better living at minimum cost to all." That's a heck of a sentence right there.
Yeah, it almost sounds like the movement we have going with the new urbanism now, where it reminds me a lot of some of the statements I've seen about those developments. So
yeah, it's really more of a manifesto than an advertisement, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it was not really effective at getting people in, but it's a wonderful artifact of how they were, you know, what the cooperative members were trying to achieve.
Kalamazoo County's Usonian Communities is a recent article in Michigan History magazine by Sharon Ferraro and Pamela O'Connor. Been speaking to Sharon Ferraro. Thanks a lot for this tour through Frank Lloyd Wright in Western Michigan.
You're very welcome.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf. ¶¶